The following is paid for by Veteran Rescue Mission. The host is solely responsible for its content. Opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of KVOI or its sponsors.
Brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm here with one of my favorite people in the world, definitely my favorite doctor in the world. And I am Pastor John McClain, here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera, my favorite part.
Mine too.
You know, I love this. The superintendent, I'm going to say it in like in a real like distinguished voice. The superintendent of Tucson International Academy, a former Tucson Unified School District educator, the author of the renowned award-winning book, Making College Come True, 10 Keys to Success, and the newest, most premier talk show host of radio in the city of Tucson, Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Yeah.
Wow. Bringing the heat. Also known as Dr. J by the kids on the court. So
yes.
that's Dr. J in studio with us. Thank you once again for having me be here with you.
Oh, well, I love being here and I appreciate all the support you give me. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, I think we're blessed. And I think today especially we're like just feeding this trilogy of goodness between me, you, and our first guest that we'll have today, who we've just continued to feed each other's souls like chicken soup over the years, over the months, definitely,
sure, yeah,
to get to, you know, where we are today and to get to where we go next. Like earlier in the show, in the Common Good radio show, last hour, we were talking about the upcoming project that, you know, that we're working on, Entrepreneurship Academy and all those things. So it's really special, this relationship that we've had, and I'm super excited to not only talk about that, but talk about all the amazing things that Andreas Ruiz with the I Believe in Myself are doing for our community, have done for us. And then also I heard that later in the show we're going to have a Tucson International Academy educator on with us.
And graduate. Of Tucson International Academy.
There you go.
Yes. Nice. And college graduate.
And future superintendent, right?
That will be determined.
Only time will tell. So cool. So we have an amazing show today, and I'm super excited to get the party started. And also, let me not forget, just so we have some clout and some street cred, we got Kathleen Dreyer in studio with us.
Yes.
Yep. Amazing woman.
Yeah, woo-hoo. With a really cool jacket from who?
Nadia Hagen.
From Nadia Hagen.
Yeah. Those Chen and All Souls Procession Artistic Director.
Nice. Yeah. So it's a beautiful jacket.
Definitely check that out. She's wearing this jacket right now that was created by Nadia Hagen, and it's
you can show it right there. There you go.
It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And she's in studio today taking pictures of us, and we are going to use those pictures to display to the world how beautiful we can be if the pictures are taken in the appropriate light.
That's the appropriate light.
Yes.
The magic
thank
light.
Thank you, Kathleen, for shooting us on a good side in the appropriate light.
Yes.
So, but let's start it off with my bud, Andreas Ruiz. Thanks for being here with us.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Yeah. Always fun being here with both of you.
I know. And I want to think, I don't know when the last time we had you on the show, at least a couple, 3 months, but it's like every single month you have a lot of amazing stuff going on and you're making like leaps and bounds. Like, give us like a I Believe in Myself update and like how things are in your world nowadays.
Yeah, so I've been blessed to be able to, you know, continue to serve TIA, their staff, their kids. You know, I've given a presentation for TIA, the staff, and for the kids, and I coach some of the staff and the kids there, and they've all been so amazing, and their willingness to, you know, be so open about their challenges and how I can help them has been really awesome, because I love serving, I love helping people. And just recently we also had PPEP, and you know, made an amazing person, Amy, really connected with her, and you know, today I'm actually going to be going to Amado to go meet some of the youth that I'm going to help as well. And so right now there's a lot of need, especially on the south side of town. The kids are really struggling with a lot
of... You guys in PPEP, TIA and PPEP, there's probably some connection possibilities there.
Greatly respect them and just love all the projects they do. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And what I love about it is they're doing a lot of work down there where I'm from, because I'm from Rio Rico. Mm-hmm. And Amado is like about, I want to say maybe 15, 20 minutes. And there's a lot of need down there because there's really, I remember when I was a kid, there was never speakers or anybody like come down there. And it seems like it's still the same.
Mm. So I believe that. Yeah.
There's a lot of need there.
Rural, and it's a little bit isolated.
It is. Mm. And you can imagine being in an isolated place and then COVID happening. I've already heard so many kids already committing suicide last year, this year.
Oh, wow.
And the numbers are still continuing to rise. We even had Margie Baker on the show, and she talked about some people that committed suicide, people have tried to commit suicide. And right now I'm just really on a mission to save as many lives as I can, because you know, there's not a lot of people doing this work, and I think it's my duty, it's my job to fulfill that. And I have a purpose, and I feel like it's like they said, you know, like you were given a gift by God, and what are you going to do with this gift? How are you going to give it to the world so that you can help them? And that's what I'm on right now. I'm just really want to help our youth, really.
Mm-hmm. That's your passion. That is definitely a calling you have.
Isn't it fun watching him just catch on fire in front of our eyes?
Yeah, I light up with that. I love.
Yes, and you're having success. I mean, that's what's so awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, thank you.
And so I guess kind of like to ask the same question you asked Dr. J on the Common Good radio show, turn it back around on yourself.
Oh, the consistency?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Consistency.
Yes.
That's a great question. And I loved what Dr. J said, that whole thing about having the calendar. I always like to write on my calendar on Sunday nights. And
restate the question just for
I asked Dr. J, you know, how do you stay consistent? And the calendar, I love what she said. I always sit down, actually Sunday mornings, like around 4 a.m, I write out for 30 minutes what I'm going to do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday the next week. And then I lay out the calendar, I put it on my desk, I wake up, I do my morning ritual called the Morning Warrior Secrets, you know, where I wake up, I say something positive, I splash some water on my face, and you know, drink some apple cider vinegar with some water, and then I do my mantras. You know, I am the voice. I will lead, not follow. I will believe, not doubt. I am a force for good. I am a leader. I defy the odds. I set a new standard, and I step up, and I do it in a radical movement. And then I just do my yoga, meditation. I journal, and then I speak out my vision of what I'm going to create for the future and what I'm going to do in the next 5-10 years. And then I get started, I work out, and then I take a cold shower, and boom, let's get rocking and rolling. And then I just stay consistent with that. I make sure that I stay very disciplined, and you know, go to sleep at 8, wake up at 3 a.m, and let's get rocking and rolling.
And I think since that's awesome. We actually had you on the show last, you have soft copies of your book available, Morning Warrior Secrets.
Yes. Yeah,
and
you can.
I think we'd like to talk about it more after the break, or what?
No, but maybe. Yeah, sure. Let's do it. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to be back after this break to talk about Morning Warrior Secrets, a book that you can find on Amazon with Andreas Ruiz with I Believe in Myself and I Believe in Myself Coaching. This is the Common Good Radio Show. This is the Make College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera. We'll be right back.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
And welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I am still Pastor John McClain, very much so, here with the one and only Dr. Jennifer Herrera, the superintendent of Tucson International Academy. If you are not familiar with Tucson International Academy, please get familiar with Tucson International Academy. It's a K-12 charter school where pretty much if you want to put your kid on a rocket ship to college, that's where you'd send them to.
So,
absolutely. We are that very show here every week to help explain the process and have on some amazing guests, not only Tucson International Academy educators, but public speakers and motivational coaches and life coaches and superheroes like we have on today, the co-host of mine of the Common Good radio show, Mr. Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching.
Yes, when you said superhero, that's one of my son's favorite songs, the superhero. Oh, yeah. He starts dancing, man. Gets down.
He's and definitely, as
he connects.
As we spoke about before, you're I want to think at the top of the list is great father, you know. Mm-hmm. So yep. Of all the things that this man is, we have a great father in studio with us today.
Thank you. Awesome. Appreciate that. Yeah.
The subject that we left off with before we went into break is the book, Morning Warrior Secrets. Mm-hmm. To give us a short cliff note synopsis, elevator pitch of this Morning Warrior Secrets book you speak of.
Yeah, Morning Warrior Secrets is just a morning ritual that, you know, it changed my life when I was down and out. My morning ritual used to be just waking up and getting drunk. And it completely changed my life when I started listening to a lot of motivational speakers, coaches. And pretty much it's just a morning ritual that will help you have more happiness, more wealth, more health. And, you know, just find your life's purpose, because when you're sitting there by yourself in that moment of, you know, meditation, you start to get these downloads from the universe, from God, whatever you believe in. And you start to get these downloads of like what you're really here for. Like, you're here for a purpose.
So what if it's like Carrot, I Believe In? Do I get a download from Carrot?
Yeah. Yeah, I've gotten Carrots in my brain. And then what you do is you say, okay, it's just a thought, and you let it go. Okay. And that's one thing that a lot of people don't do is, and I teach this to the kids, I tell them, like, you know how there's jelly beans where, you know, there's the booger flavor, and then there's like the lime and the strawberry flavor. You like all those, but you know, if we continue to eat those booger flavors that we don't like, all you gotta do is just spit it out. You don't have to continue to eat those boogers. You know, it's just a thought. Mm-hmm. And really, we suffer in thought. That's all it is, just a thought. So when you meditate, you download that thought and you say, wait, okay, it's not true. I am worthy. Mm. That thought just goes and goes up into the sky and becomes a cloud and it just fades. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But then if you're continuously consuming these thoughts and believing these thoughts, they're going to become your reality. Mm. And it's that simple. Just get that thought out of the way, eliminate it. And so with the meditation, it's helped me out tremendously to really get to know myself even more.
Someone that reads your book, what can they expect? Like, what are you hoping they'll capture if they
I call this, it's not a good way to say it, but I call it like a toilet book, you know, and it's maybe not the best way to describe it, but you know, you can sit on the toilet.
Probably not.
But it's like the chapters are really short. They're like 2 pages long. Mm-hmm. You know, you can knock out a chapter in 5 minutes or something like that. And what I like to do is I like to just put, you know, this is what you do and that's it. Like, just do this and you'll be happier. And so I like to just keep it very short and sweet, right to the point. That way, because I like to read short and sweet books, you know, like just like 1 to 2 page chapters, because I read, but I don't read a lot. But when I do read a book, there's this coach of mine, Steve Chandler, that he, when he coached me, you know, he has a lot of books just like that, 1 to 2 page chapters. And they're just so good. It's just kind of like the War of Art. That book by Stephen Pressfield, where it's just sometimes a paragraph and it's just like knocks you like, whoa, this is good.
Dense and helpful.
And sometimes you're just a little strong. A little strong. Very strong. But yeah, so that's what I like.
It's full of strategies. Your book is full of strategies. And I mean, who doesn't need a new strategy? I mean, you can't just do the same thing all the time. It just loses its punch. So you have to be like open to what else, how's another way I can approach this, and maybe I want to cultivate this in my life. And I loved how you shared things that we can do.
Thank you. And then like in a lot of ways,
thanks,
especially for people like yourself that, like you said, you're not a big fan of reading, you just aren't it's like the gateway book to reading, you know. It's like start off with this little piece, you know, especially as an adult, we're not going to read, you know, Where's Waldo anymore. We need something a little bit more sustenance. And then, you know, this gets you to that next level, like you're saying, the War of Art or A Big Leap by Gay Henricks. Or
is that one kind of like two-page?
It's pretty easy read.
Okay.
Yeah, right, yeah, The Big Leap's a pretty easy read. Most of the stuff that I've suggested to you is pretty easy read, just because I'm not a big fan of like real gaudy intellectual stuff either. Like I want to be entertained. I want to think, even with this show, like in some capacity, like we're not here to lecture people or to take people to school. We're here to entertain you. And if you learn something from it, then good. Because certainly that's the intent.
That's right.
Aside from Morning Warrior Seekers, it's kind of cool. A thing that came in mind that I thought would be a cool notion is, what's the difference between working with children and working with adults?
So working with children, what I like about it is that they're really really open to really just learn and learn new things. And with adults, it's a little bit different. But I would like to say that I've gotten really some great responses from a lot of adults, and they're pretty willing to learn as well. But something about the kids, there's just so much hope there. And like this quote that says that it's easier to, you know, fix a young teenager than to fix a broken man, you know, like, 'cause the man has been through so many beliefs, has so many experiences in his life, that sometimes it's really hard to really change a man who's really just this, like this big, like macho man. 'Cause I used to be like that big macho man. Like, you know, I'm tough, you know, I don't cry. I'm a tough guy. And I had this like really belief that, what do you know? You don't know nothing. Like, I know everything. And really, I didn't know anything. I was like, I was a real, like, yeah, I was really not that bright. But so yeah. And now, you know, I see some relatives that are 30, 40, 50, 60. And they're still struggling, and it's they are in their own way. They are the problem, but they don't see it because of their ego. Their ego is so big that they will never change. They would rather die than their identity of being that macho man who has so much ego. No, he's not going to die. I'm going to die first before that ego dies. That ego is way more important. I'd rather be happy and let my ego die. And I'd rather eat good meals, you know, with my wife, and not, you know, just why start that conflict just to get the upper hand? You know, just sometimes just shut up and, you know, just say, hey, I was wrong. You're right. Or tell your son, hey, son, I apologize. I'm so sorry for yelling at you that way. And man, that just sorry, that's changes everything.
Makes a difference.
You got to let go of the ego. If you continue being this egotistical person, you will continue to suffer and you'll never be happy. And it's all about just love and happiness. That's what I put in one of the chapters. It's like, that's what I want to do. I just want to love people and I just want to be happy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can bring that to others just by how you are. You can, who you are is definitely spreads out whether you mean it to or not. So why not be the best version of yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on with us, brother.
Yeah, Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Always, always love being with you too. Yeah, and those out there, check out Morning Warrior Secrets on Amazon.
Are you considering going back to college? Do you know someone who is? Then Making College Come True is the book for you. This in-depth book, authored by Dr. Jennifer Herrera, local educator and superintendent of Tucson International Academy, takes what may seem to be a difficult task and gives a simple rundown on how to make college come true for yourself or a loved one. Get your copy of Making College Come True on Amazon or at TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello and welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. Go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to get more info about the book Making College Come True, as well as to register your child in Tucson International Academy to make college come true for them.
That's right.
Yeah. See,
change your life. Have a good time and learn a lot of new stuff.
Yeah, and it seems like one of the big things is like discipline and integrity.
Oh, yeah.
And those kind of like a lot of these key values that I learned in the military. So that's awesome to hear. yeah, we got the engineer came in to make sure that everything was running as it should, but as I was saying, I am Pastor John McClain, and I'm here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera. She is the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, so pretty much I want to think safe to say the professional of all things Tucson International Academy. Yes, and Making College Come True. And we have a special guest in studio with us today because we've been doing this show for, I don't know how long, at least a couple few months.
Several months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time we've had her in studio with
yes.
us. I think she's been hiding from us. Every time she was asked to come on the show, she was like, no, I got to do my hair, and I got this big event, and I was going to go to the moon. I was picked.
Yeah.
But we have Rubina Herrera here in studio with us. Maybe, I'm sure at school, are you referred to as Mrs. Herrera?
I'm actually named Miss Ruby, just because it's a lot easier for my students.
Yeah, for sure.
All those R's.
Cool. yeah. And like I was telling you when you came in, I have an Aunt Ruby, and she's my favorite aunt. So that makes sense. Maybe it's like a Ruby thing. It's just like our cool people.
I guess so.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So the question that I ask every single person that's even somewhat associated with Tucson International Academy is, act as if I've never heard of Tucson International Academy and tell me, what is Tucson International Academy?
All right. So Tucson International Academy is definitely a school, but also a family.
I've heard that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah.
I was at Broadway campus for at least from kindergarten all the way to fourth grade. So I got to be with that same classmates basically that whole time.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And then I transferred to the West Campus, and I stayed with my fifth grade class all the way till 12th grade.
Hmm.
And the majority of those students stayed as well. So
That's wild.
We all knew each other pretty well.
And how many people would you say that was that you like experienced that with?
Like 20s.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's cool. So it was like 20 people that were like, like your family, like you're saying, like cousins, yeah. brothers yes. and sisters.
I used to tell them, please don't try to date each other. It'd be like dating a sibling.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's you're just too familiar. You're with mm-hmm. each other every day for that many days.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they certainly stopped using their manners. So we would have to constantly remind them to be, use your manners. It's yeah. Even
don't
though you know each
familiar.
Other. That's
yeah.
right. We
yeah.
did. And it kind of worked because as they became young women and men, I really like how they started respecting each other and respectfully being more in line with what you would hope young adults would do.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, if they see one another, it's just a great reunion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. And this, I guess it's the first time on the show we've had somebody who was a product of Tucson International Academy and an mm-hmm. educator of Tucson International Academy. So, like, what was that? What was it like? You know, what does that transition look like? I mean, it's, yeah. I want to think like the 10 to 15 year time span that you had gone from, you know, going to school there to now you're teaching. Like, what is that like for you?
Honestly, it kind of comes to my advantage a bit just because I know what's coming. I know mm-hmm. what to expect pretty much. So it's been really nice though, mm-hmm. very easygoing. I know most of the teachers and mm-hmm. The students there. While I was in college, I did student teaching at the East Campus with a principal there. And since then, I've been working there at that campus, and the students and I have a great relationship, very professional as well. It just really helped me connect with my students more because I can also understand where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And since we're so close to age, I am a young teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of comes to advantage as well
because
now I can relate to how they feel, what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
and I can just kind of mentor them a little bit.
Nice.
And it helps.
Huge help.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they relate to you because you can say, I came to this school too, and I went to college, and I did it. If I can do it, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they look up to her as a role model and as a someone that they would like to emulate.
Nice.
She also was a dance coach, or actually the what did you guys call yourselves? You were the choreographer.
We were the founders of our dance team at TIA.
Nice.
We just did mainly like modern or hip hop dances.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
And then you started teaching the young ones, the kinder, first, second graders. And you raised up a little leader there, right? That was fun.
Oh, yes.
Huh. And she just graduated with a ceremony. She graduated a year ago, but because of COVID, GCU, Grand Canyon University, did not have a ceremony at that time. But they just offered one this year for last year, and we just went last Tuesday. So maybe on the next segment, we can talk to her about the victory of being a graduate of a university as well.
Yeah
high absolutely. School is a big deal. Graduating from high school is really important.
Big. It's a big thing. I think it's very good because I see a lot of people my age that haven't even graduated from high school. I'm like, oh wow.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
And then that's where, as people who are creating the school together, I mean, really, she helped us formulate the school because we're not going to have a school that we wouldn't send our own daughter to.
Mm-hmm.
And so just by seeing what worked and didn't work, we were able to form systems and implement strategies that were working that seemed to take the kids in the direction of college, which is what we valued. So it's been fun to see what worked, what didn't work. And now as a teacher, Miss Rubina is able to see what works and doesn't work. And she too will be able to make changes for this next generation.
Mm-hmm.
Her generation was a set of people, but that does change. And I don't know if you see some changes already. Yep, she's shaking her head.
Oh, yes. Big difference.
So there's things you'll have to change in order to reach them, correct?
Yes.
Love it.
Nice. Well, we will speak with Miss Ruby after this break. You guys hang in there. We got one more amazing segment following this break. Don't go anywhere. If you have to go to the bathroom, do that really quickly, but I need you to come back because you want to hear what we have to say. This is the College Come True Radio Show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera, also known as Dr. J. Not Dr. J, the basketball player, but I wouldn't challenge her to one-on-one if I were you. We'll be right back.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn, and what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college. Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to one more amazing little bit of Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm here with the amazing Dr. Jennifer Herrera, also known as Dr. J on the basketball courts, and not like the NBA courts, but like if you go down to Tucson International Academy, I was driving actually by it the other day. I saw the kids out there. They got basketball courts out there.
We got basketball.
So, yeah. On those courts, she's known as Dr. J.
There you are.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm Pastor John McClain. We're here with Miss Ruby, as she's known in the well-knowledge classrooms of Tucson International Academy, Midvale, or which campus are you at?
East Campus.
East Campus. She's an East Campus folk. I've had those Midvale folk in here, and they're a different type of clan than East Campus. Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say maybe you East Campus people may be a little highfalutin. Is that a thing? Is that a possibility?
Possibly.
Yeah, yeah. I can see it in her eyes. I can see by her fancy nails that this is a fancy lady that I have in the studio. And we're going to I'll have Dr. J take it away. And I know you had some college questions you wanted to ask her about.
Yeah, I think what's interesting is because Miss Ruby did attend Tucson International Academy all of her grades, kindergarten all the way through 12th.
Wow.
It's always good feedback for me as the one who kind of designed the programs. Mm. What worked? You know, what are some things that you think made a difference in that you learned and practiced in high school that carried over and helped you in college? Mm-hmm. Does anything come to mind for you on that?
Well, definitely, yes. Mm. TIA does really do help a lot with for students to help them get into college. They, of course, get you tested. They make sure that you get your SATs, ACTs, if ACTs are available for you.
Mm.
And they get you tested. They keep practicing with you. And they're always on you, which is great and helpful because sometimes you need that extra push to just do it. And one that really helped me was when they helped with our FAFSAs and just requesting to go to that school, to that university or
all
college.
Those steps, right?
It was a lot of work that no one expects will happen. So TIA really, really helped with that. I don't really know any other school that does that for their students.
To that extent, probably.
Yeah. And it just really helped me out. And then it helped other friends. I already have some of my friends that graduated high school with me say, hey, your mom is awesome. She really did help out. Mm. The school really did help me be successful. And some of my friends...
No one ever says that about my mom. Gosh,
I'm so
lucky.
I'm quite honored right now.
And even I had two friends of mine, when they went to U of A, they were taking a Spanish class. And they said, even from TIA... that they were the only ones in their classes that could answer their questions.
Hmm. Wow, that's awesome. Right. And who was your teacher for Spanish?
Well, my teacher for Spanish was my dad.
Ah, nice.
Mr. Herrera.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he, so that's a great report because sometimes, you know, you go about your business and you're a teacher and you're doing your best, but some days you don't know, am I making a difference? Does this really matter? Gosh, I'm tired, you know, and so you're looking for ideas and feedback, like what should I do and what could I maybe not do or what's ineffective? So I think that it really makes a difference having someone who went to our school who's now working in our school. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually privileged to have, let's see here, how many of those? I have three. Mm. I have Rubina, of course, is our legacy student, K-12, always with us. Mm-hmm. Then there was another student, Monique Canez, and she came in third grade, I believe. And then the other one is Virginia Rodriguez. That was back when we were only K-8, and she was with us for her upper 6, 7, 8 years. And she teaches with us. Mm. And so it helps because they have stories about when they were in school. They know how things should run, and when they don't run that way, boy, they, you know, they're able to step up and say, hey, what's going on? Mm-hmm. We don't do that at TIA. Mm-hmm. And it really matters. It keeps that feeling. It keeps that family element alive, and just they're able to encourage each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, our staffs are very small. How many teachers are at your school?
Only 5.
Yep. And so that's like 5 classes. There's 20 or less kids. So you see that it's a small setting, yet we're able to do big things. Mm-hmm. And that's what I get with the quality of teachers that I have. And of course, it does help having someone who's gone to your school that is now giving education at your school. So I love that, actually. It's an honor. And we did not pressure Miss Ruby to come to our school. In fact, we said, hey, do you want to have some adventures elsewhere? Do you want to do another profession? But the thing is, when you're called to something, you are called.
Yeah.
And I know one thing that I remember, and you can comment on this, is I remember saying, you know, you don't have to be a teacher just because, you know, we are. And I just remember her saying, I just can't imagine doing anything else, and there's so much work to be done. And there's things I want to try that I've thought of that you guys don't try. So I love that. It means innovation is coming soon.
Yeah. Well, and I think that kind of segues another question I was thinking on the top of my head, my little noodle, is what do you see yourself doing next?
Well, I do want to get my master's degree, possibly a PhD. I do want to try to go into about like school counseling a little bit, maybe even early childhood, just get more familiar with that, and possibly maybe in the future become principal, and then maybe from there we'll see how it goes.
Nice. So this is definitely something you see that like you just on this path, and it's just a matter of kind of carrying it out.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
What's one of the most rewarding things you've seen being a teacher? What is it that keeps you coming back to school every day? What is it about the kids or the
Honestly, it's just my students. I love my students. Like when we graduated from GCU, our person that was announcing our college of education, she said, "For us teachers, we know we are called. It's not something we want to do, but we're just called to." And I just felt like I was called to work with these students to help them. And I know a lot of students or kids in general don't really have two parent figures in their family. And I just want to be there for them through those times and just, of course, through academic struggles as well. I don't want them to give up after being supported so well. I want to be that support for my students.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and that is so true in life. Often, you know, what has been done for us, we do feel compelled to give it to others. And and then when you see that turning tide, do you have any stories that you can think of from your current class where you don't have to say their name, but you can just refer to them? And like, what was a turning point for someone in your class that really made your day, that made you say, oh, yes, I love doing this?
Honestly, when my students would just create pictures for me, it just meant a lot. Or they'll just say, "Oh, Miss Ruby's the best." And little stuff like that really helps.
Dr. J was saying today, like just about her energy, how just being around the children will do that for her. And I think today was a hard day for her because she had a lot of, you know, meetings, kind of a lot of like paperwork sorting type of stuff, and But I can imagine just being around just children all day oh, yeah. and that energy and it can be tiring, but I bet it's so much yeah. fun. I can imagine.
Very. It's yeah. super tiring, but so worth it. They mm-hmm. like, even when I was gone from my graduation, all I could think about was my students. I was like, I wonder what they're doing. Oh, they're testing mm-hmm. right now. I hope they're okay.
Yeah. So and I guess in line with that, like how did you adjust with COVID and all the changes and you know, that big gap of not even being able to be in contact with your kids, with your students?
It was difficult at first. It was very hard just because it was hard to get them even on our Zoom meetings at first. There's still some confusion on how it works, and some of them aren't tech savvy. Some of our students didn't even have internet to use, so it was a little hard to help them out with academics. But we finally found something that worked. We just got into a schedule, Zoom meetings 3 times a week. And then I just send them home some homework to do for the week. And they're called ICF folders. Interactive communication folders. So we just put our work inside those folders, and that helped a lot. I love paper myself. I would rather work with paper and pencil. So that really helped out with the students.
Nice. So filled in that gap where they couldn't access online. At least they had something that was the concept they should be learning in order to pass to the next grade. Everyone was worried about passing to the next grade, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And that's why we're having summer school this summer. If you were a current student, you have to be a current student, and you're re-enrolled to come back, you are invited to our summer school. And at summer school, we can really catch up any area that you just missed. We can really fill that in the summer. And we're going to add a little music to the summer. We're going to have a music teacher creative movement and things like that, art as well. So there will be one session of that, one session of math, and one session of reading for every person who comes to our summer school. So we're very excited about being able to offer that. And I just think that it's going to make a big difference.
Nice. So that's exciting. And thank you. Well, go ahead.
I know we have just 1 minute,
yeah.
but I did want to ask you, last week we were at your Grand Canyon University commencement for 2020. What was the highlight for you? Like, was that a worthwhile event? Are you glad you walked across the stage and had your gown and the whole bit?
Yes. My point about this is just, it's worth it. Go to college. It's so worth it. It's hard work. But it's so much worth it and rewarding when you're finally at that ceremony.
I know. I missed it. I was so mad. Like, they called me in emergency because one of my coworkers got COVID. So, yeah.
That
so
happens.
I had to cover for them. But, I heard how great it was.
It was amazing. So nice. It's so worth it. I always push my kids to just go for it. Do it. Even if it's hard, don't give up. Keep going. It's fun. It's worth it.
Nice. It's not just a piece of paper. It's actually, conceptually, is like your future in your hands.
Yeah,
I love that.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you for coming and being on with us, fighting through those fears of being on the radio with us.
You did it.
Great.
Thank you so much.
You're amazing. Yeah, between the two of your energies hitting me both sides, I'm just like, give me more. But this is the Make It College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera. We also have Miss Ruby here in studio with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You rock. I can't wait to have you back in studio with us. And thank you, all you beautiful listeners out there, for listening to us. We have to leave you for now, but we'll be back in a week. We'll catch you next time.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you'd like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to tucsoninternationalacademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.